We are going to study from Srimad Bhagavatam, its third canto, chapter 13, text number 14. Is it third or 15 and 14? Okay, please repeat slok after me. Vasanti Yatra Purusha Sarve Vaikuntha Murtaya. Ye. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In the Vaikuntha planets, all the residents are similar in form to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They all engage in devotional service to the Lord without desire for sense gratification. The residence and the form of living in Vaikuntha are described in this verse. The residents are all like the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. In the Vaikuntha planets, Krishna's plenary feature, 400 Narayana, is the predominating deity. And the residents of Vaikuntha are also 400, just contrary to our conception here in the material world. Now here in the material world, do we find a human being with four hands? In Vaikuntha Loka, there is no occupation but the service of the Lord. And this service is not rendered with a purpose. Although every service has a particular result, the devotee is never aspired for fulfillment of their own desires. Their desires are fulfilled by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Mahavishnu Swamin Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswata Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today, in front of Radha Vallabha, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra Mai and all assembled devotees, I got this small chance to glorify Krishna, Krishna's devotee, like all of you, and the residents of Vaikuntha planet, and the verse explained as Srila Prabhupada. In third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, is it about creative impetus? Yeah. And now in chapter 15 we are here. We are listening Bhagavatam through whom? Brahma. Thank you, Mataji. And this talk is between Brahma and great sage Maitreya. And this discussion happened where? And this discussion happened also like you. I am not prepared, but still. And this discussion is discussion among discussion where demigods in fear, I think they are praying. And it is explained by Brahma. And now it is talked between Maitreya and Brahma. So, here in this verse you can see in this talk Brahmaji said to Maitreya, his first creation, who are they? Pokumaras. These Pokumaras, they were created by Brahma to populate the universe. But what they did? Tell me. Rather than to engage in household activities, rather than to get married and continue creational process of creation, they divert their mind and attention and their focus into the Adakshaja, the Lord who cannot be perceived by our material senses. And these Pokumaras, they were not like devotees like all of you. They were Brahmavadis, right? And they, because of their they were not on the bodily level. That's the first Prabhupada teaching. Who are you? I am not this body. Because of that, their transcendental situation, they were able to enter into Vaikuntha planets. So, there is the story that some dispute happened between gatekeeper of Vishnu, Jaya and Vijaya. And so now, first, what is going to happen in the womb of Kasyapa Muni and Diti, right? These Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasyapu are going to take birth. They are not yet taken birth. And the before only take their appearance, before their birth, great signs of difficulties are occurring, are seen in the picture. What's the difficulties? Just like one example is that sunlight is becoming dim, is it that? Okay, all of you know more than me. And here Brahma explains to Maitreya by saying that Vasanti yatra purusaha. Vasanti means they live. Yatra. Where they live? They live in Vaikuntha. Now, Brahma is explaining about Vaikuntha planet. Now, we are going to Vaikuntha planet, and we are going to see Vaikuntha planet not by this eye, from the eye of Bhagavatam. And as it is explained by Lord Brahma to Maitreya, that in the Vaikuntha planet, in the eternal world, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His plenary person, plenary feature, as four-armed Narayana, four-handed Narayana, is the predominating deity there. And not only Narayana, all the residents of Vaikuntha are as Narayana. They are with four arms, and and it is said that the residents of Vaikuntha planet, they are not like the residents of this earthly planet like us. What is not matching with them and us? One thing it is mentioned here that in Vaikuntha there is no occupation but the service of the Lord. But now in the material world, we find a human being with form. No, we don't find. And the service is not rendered with purpose. What is that means? I'll read you that. In Vaikuntha Loka, there is no occupation but the service to the Lord. And the service is not rendered with a purpose. What does that mean? In Vaikuntha planet, there is service done to the Lord, but this service is done without any purpose, is it?
And
very good. And without desiring any achievement, like ahaituki apratihata. And this is the nature of transcendental service. The devotional service, what we perform unto the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, if we do that with some material desires, or like if we do this service for getting some result, then this is not devotional service. Because devotional service we perform, it is out of love. Love are of three category. What is that? One is that done in response of something, one without desiring for response, and one is just done as a service. And what we do to the Lord, if we try to do devotional service to attain something, then this is not love, this is business. I do you something, you give me something. Okay? Here, okay, it is, I am going to do some lottery, so please Lord, I give you $5, so that if I get my lottery of 50,000, I'll give you 5,000 back. One person did like that. But what happened? He won only 45,000. And he came to Lord and he said, oh, you are so clever. You took already your 5,000. That what we do, this is not devotional service. This is business. And people, four kind of people, they come to Lord. Artha, Arthata, Jigyasu and Jnani. And among them, especially in the material world, everybody is to some extent artha category. They are suffered, they are baffled through one after another endeavor to get success in the material world, to win good fortune of material prosperity. They endeavor after one after another endeavor. They continue to endeavor. But what happens? Materially, we cannot get happiness. There is no happiness in material world. And there is no satisfaction ultimately. Whatever we try to gratify our senses in material world, ultimately, the result is that dissatisfaction. So, people will be to some way or other way, they are artha, they are suffering. So they come to material world and try so much, and finally they become fail one after another endeavor. And even though they achieve something, seems like they get something, looks like they are happy, but inside there is no happiness. The reason is that our senses have more and more demands, and sensual demands are not decreasing. And our senses are never going to say that, oh, you have done so much, so much for me, thank you. They're never going to say. They're never going to say, I am really satisfied now, okay, at least for a day you take rest. No, they're never going to say that. Not only that, our senses are, they are going to expect more and more. Just like we pour petrol in burning fire. What happens? Fire will increase. In the same way, and that Krishna, what he teaches us, first of all, we have to divert our activities and our desire to the desire of Supreme Lord. And that can even make us more happy. It's not like that we will be out of happiness. No, people think that if I don't do something to satisfy me, what they think? Maybe I'm going to lose something. That's why, that's the one reason people generally they don't come to temple, because they think that if I start devotional service, then I have to give up this, I have to give up that, I have to stop this, I have to stop that. Oh, what happens? I cannot do this. So many things. But this is not the thing. When we give up these material attachments, actually what happens? We'll be more happy. There is more happiness. And the way we try to endeavor in material world, happiness is limited. Another thing, will be frustrated. And material world limited is like we used to say, it's like perish fly. Painful. It's very painful. Ananta dukkha sukha lesa hetu. For little happiness, we endeavor a lot. Finally, we get one drop of happiness and we'll be dissatisfied. There are many examples. Just like a person happened to walk in the forest, and in forest in India, and sometimes maybe there was some residence and there was deep oil. Now it is covered by green grass. Person walking and walking, what happens? He just happened to fall on the grass, and inside grass there is oil. He keeps on going down and down. What happens? It's very dark oil. And by some fortune, he's caught up in the hook and he's hanging like this. Oh, this was a root of a wall tree in a forest, and his clothes is caught like this. Now, I thought, now I'm maybe a little safe. And he looked down, there was a crocodile. Lunch time. Okay, oh my God, I have to go up now. And he looked there, there is tiger. Okay, now, oh my God, so terrible. And he looked on that branch, that root of a tree, and there are two rats, black and white, they're cutting the root. Like that. And what happens? Now, oh, this root is going to be finished, and I'm going to fall down. And there is crocodile down. And if I somehow try another way, there is tiger up. Bilad bahir bilasya anta sthitani marjara sarpa. This is the position like a rat who has a snake inside hole and cat outside hole and rat in middle. What he can do? That's the position of trying to enjoy in material world. But in contrary to this, in a spiritual world, you can see there, basanti yatra purusaha. Purusa means the residence of sarve vaikuntha murtaya. All of these in Vaikuntha planet, ye animitta nimittena dharmena dharayan harim. Nimitta means caused by. For what cause they do their things? Their cause is to fulfill the desire of the supreme cause, cause of all causes, which is that Lord Vishnu. And I'll explain more about little bit the pain of material world so that we'll understand. And in material world, trying to enjoy is another thing, not only painful, it is risky. In every endeavor you should take risk. Otherwise, you cannot get what you want. Another, it is illusory. Even though it is, you have to take risky, but it is illusory. And the thing what we achieve, it will not be like fresh and new thing. The moment we achieve the thing, it will be like stale. And soon we want new thing. We will not be satisfied by the achievement what we achieve after long endeavor. We want another new product. We want another new brand. So this brand what you have after long endeavor is already stale and old. You will be hankering for more things. So this is nature. That's why in material world we cannot be fully happy. But devotees in Vaikuntha planet, they have no such desires like we have. They don't have material desires. The thing is that because they don't have desire, because they are fully satisfied. And they have no any hankering, because no further gain. They feel fully happy and satisfied. And they don't need to hanker for anything like us. And there are more things explained about Vaikuntha planet in coming verse. And this thing will be for next session, tomorrow. So today we can understand this thing, this much, that the residence and the form of living entity in Vaikuntha are described as they have no purpose like we have material purpose. And their only the thing is that their desire are fulfilled by desiring transcendental loving service to the Lord. That's how Prabhupada has concluded in his last line of the purport. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comment and questions, clarification, please. Okay. It's a very good question. And why they not do in Vrindavan? Why in Vaikuntha? And now according to the context of Bhagavatam, here Brahma is explaining to Maitreya Muni about how they perform devotional service in Vaikuntha planet. And there is same other explanation of devotional service performed in Golok Vrindavan Dham devotees. And there it's about their relationship with their Lord. What we call, it's a relationship of rasa. Rasa means mellow, the taste. And devotees, those who have this mellow, in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means, in Vaikuntha there is different mellow than Golok Vrindavan Dham. And though the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is God in all respect, and Vishnu also is God in all respect, and there is little differences in their mellows, that Krishna has four different madhuris. Venu Madhuri, Krishna plays flute. Rupa Madhuri, Krishna is Trivanga Lalita. Means he stays in threefold and he is beautiful. And Rupa Madhuri and Guna Madhuri, and he has beautiful form, and he has, and his lila are divine and transcendental. And their relationship is like more homely, not official. And those devotees, those who want to practice this kind of mellow with Supreme Lord, they go Golok Vrindavan Dham and they enjoy there with Lord. And God is reciprocating with the desire of devotees. God fulfills all the desires of devotees. So devotees and Lord's pastime are unlimited, not only one time or like that. They are continuously going on. And when those devotees, they want devotional service in official mode, they go to Vaikuntha. This is basic explanation. There is further explanation. For that you may have to seek very advanced devotees and gurus. Thank you. Mataji will explain something.
Also one thing as we shine on this, between those who serve the Lord in Vaikuntha and those who serve in Vrindavan, is that those who serve in Vaikuntha, they are more attracted to the ordinances of the Lord, yes, and to his personal features.
Yeah.
It's more like loving someone because he has the
wants to explain something more.
I just have a question following on from that last comment. In Vaikuntha, if you're so attached to the wealth and opulence, there'd be more of a chance that you might become selfish and fall down to the material world.
It is. First of all, we should understand the basic thing that devotee is reciprocation with Lord, and people trying to get material happiness and material prosperity is two different things. Those devotees, they leave all material comfort and happiness and they come to Lord. After that, they build up different relation. That relation is, and their attraction is due to Lord's opulence, and due to their, this is different relationship. This is based on relationship. It's not based on the desire of sense gratification and material opulences. And is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah. And there are many things, I can say many things, and even devotee can explain you more. First of all, we should understand the basic thing is that devotee come to spiritual life and practice spiritual life because they have left all material things. And now we cannot compare materialistic people and devotees. This is different. And after that, devotee, according to their attachment, they build up their loving reciprocation, their love to the God on different ways that can be in any ways. Like Prabhupada says, five ways of relationship with Krishna, and there is also other ways of relationship. And devotee, they even while practicing Krishna consciousness, many devotee, they may go to heaven even. Many devotees, they may go to Vaikuntha. Many devotees, they go to Golok Vrindavan Dham. It's according to their level. And that thing, many devotees, Prabhupada said, many of my followers, they are coming in a spiritual life and they even may end up to heaven, he said that. And there are devotees who, after practicing, they develop their love and attachment in different ways. Spiritual life is variety. It's not like material life. And there are so many ways of loving reciprocation. And that some people, they will be attracted to some different incarnation and plenary portion of love. Like Nirsimha, Bhaman, Rama, Matsya, Kurma, and there are millions of Vaikuntha planet, and there are different forms of Lord, and devotee, they may be attracted to that particular form. So they will attain that abode. And those who are particularly attracted to Krishna, and they build up their intensity of their relationship, and they go to Krishna. And further thing, we have to consult scripture. I am not explaining all.
The Lord in the spiritual world is they recognize this is the Lord.
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి జయ నితాయ గౌర హరి ప్రేమానందే హరి 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 ఓ.